Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our podcasts. Still have a little bit of a cold, so again, apologies if my voice is not the same as it usually is. So, what do we have for you this week? Well, the first podcast is going to be some English expressions, and I'll give you some examples of those. The second podcast is going to be something similar, and then we'll have two further podcasts with sentences that will go through the various grammar points for you. Okay, so let's start with the first one and the expressions. First expression is add up, A-D-D, add up, or it's often used in the negative, it doesn't add up. Okay, so when we mean it doesn't add up, we usually mean it just doesn't make sense. Okay, to add something means one and one is two. That's an addition that children learn at school. So when something doesn't add up, to us it doesn't make sense. Like one and one equals three. That doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. So we can use it in a business context, or we can use it in our personal life to explain when something does or doesn't add up. So let me try and give you an example. If you have a business order from a client and he's ordering 20 units of your product every week, and he does this repeatedly, week one, week two, so for several times, and then suddenly the orders either stop or the orders change dramatically, you ask somebody in the office, what's happened? Why are the orders, why have they suddenly changed? It just doesn't add up. He usually orders 10 units or 20 units every week, every month. Now the orders have suddenly dropped, meaning they have reduced, or they've suddenly increased. Okay, it's good news, but there's no reason given. So we need to talk to the client to find out why, so we can understand and explain. So when something just doesn't add up, even in political life, you know, at the moment we're looking at certain problems around Europe with Brexit, and a lot of the issues of Brexit, they just don't add up. You know, why is there so much opposition to Europe within the UK when they've been in the European Union for over 40 years? To many people, that just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And then when they are trying to leave the European Union and three attempts to pass the legislation or to agree the what they call the divorce package that Theresa May arranged, that just doesn't add up to some people. Why so many people were opposed to it when they wanted to leave, but why didn't they vote for this package, which would have meant that they left 6 or 9 months ago, but they just continued to delay, 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 and those delays, as I said, just didn't add up. Okay, the second expression I have for you is to draw a line in the sand. This means when we want something to stop, and from that particular point, we want things to change. So we say to draw a line in the sand means that's as far as we go. Everything after this particular time has to change. Okay, so for example, if the government are going to change the law or practices about something, they are prepared to draw a line in the sand at a particular date and say, okay, from the 1st of November, we are going to change the law. So everything up to the 1st of November, we will forget about. But after that date, from the 1st of November onwards, you have to be aware that the law will change, and if you break that law, you will be penalized. Okay, so we will draw a line in the sand around that particular issue, and after that date, things will have to change. So it could be, for example, parking on the pavement rather than parking on the road. So you know, people shouldn't do it. It causes problems for pedestrians, but you know, the government are prepared to turn a blind eye, to forget about it up to the 1st of November. But after that date, they no longer will turn a blind eye. And after that date, they will impose serious fines when people are not compliant with the law. So they will no longer accept it. So draw a line under something, draw a line in the sand. So it's really, you want to get agreement and you want to forget about things. And the third expression is butt in, and it's spelled B-U-T-T. You can use this in two ways. You can use it in a friendly way. Do you mind if I butt in? Meaning, do you mind if I interrupt you? Can I join you for coffee? And they say, no, no, grab a chair, pull up a stool, come and talk to us. That'll be great. Or somebody will say, please don't butt in when I'm in the middle of my conversation. I can't hear the other person. So they might be a little bit annoyed and tell you to go away. Just don't butt in, don't interfere, don't get involved in business that doesn't concern you. So butt in a nice way. May I butt in, or do you mind if I butt in? And then butt in a more aggressive way. Please don't butt in, or just don't butt in when I'm in the middle of a conversation. And the Americans have an expression, butt out, which actually means the same, means don't interfere, go away, leave us alone. Just butt out, meaning stay out of our business. Okay, so three expressions, add up or doesn't add up, draw a line in the sand under something, or butt in, and then, as the Americans use, butt out. Okay, well, thanks for listening. And as always, you can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, you'll find the link to the Easy Peasy Club, which is really getting a lot of attention. We've got lots of people joining in on these pre-recorded lessons, so you can join up if you so wish. And again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again soon.